各位弟兄姐妹及来宾平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们都知道，再过两天就要选举了。
You know that the election is going to be here in 2 days.
我今天不是要为哪一个候选人来讲话。
I'm not going to be here telling you which one to vote for.
而是我们要为我们的国家领导人来祷告。
However, we do need to learn to start praying for the leaders of this nation.
所谓国家领导人，当然除了总统啦，还有这些大法官、议员、州长，还有各级政府的这些在高位上的人。
Of course, when we refer to the leaders of our nation andIt includes more than just the president. It also includes the judges, the governors of the states, the congressmen, as well as the senators.
圣经告诉我们要常常为这些国家的领袖来祷告。
The Bible scripture continues to teach us that we need to remember these leaders in our prayers.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们请我们大家打开圣经新约到提摩太前书第二章。
Let us open up our Bible, turn to 2 Timothy. It's in the New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse.
第二章我要念第一节到第六节，我先用中文念，念完了我请Felix 来念英文。
So we'll be reading from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 6.
提摩太前书第二章的第一节到第六节。我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日。这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道。因为只有一位神，在神和人中间，只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来。
I'll be reading from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 6. First of all then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high position, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior.Who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time.
这段经文有两个重点。
There are two very important aspects of this passage.
第一个，如果我们的这些在位执政掌权的人，如果能够愿意信靠耶稣基督的话，会对这个国家带来两个好的祝福跟结果。
The first thing is that if the leaders of our nation are willing to submit themselves to be before God, there will be two blessings, two results that will come out of this.
我们特别注意第二节。
The first one can be found in verse 2.
他说，我使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安、无事的度日。
It says that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way.
我用比较白话来解释一次，就是说，这样的话可以带来，如果我们的国家的这些领导人都很敬畏主的话，它可以带来说，使我们可以在敬虔以诚实的环境中，每一个人都可以平安无事的度日。
In other words, is if the leaders of our church, of our nation,revere God, then we will be able to live a very godly and dignified life that in every aspect of our daily life, which will bring about peace and quietness.
这一点就是为什么美国最吸引移民来到他国家的原因。
And this is why a lot of people want to immigrate into America.
可能我们在座的年轻人，他们因为一生下来就在这里，所以他不觉得。
So for the youth, they might not be aware of it because they were born and raised in this country.
如果像我们已经是成年人在移民过来的话，他吸引我们的就是 敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
For those of us that immigrated into this nation, into this country, what attracts us is that in this country we can find a peaceful and quiet life in which we can live godly and dignified lives.
你知道我们当年来美国的时候啊，那时候买报纸啊，啊，你可以随便打开，然后把零钱找下去，然后把你的该拿的报纸就拿走。
In the old days when we were purchasing newspaper, all we had to do was to put in a coin, then we can open up the newsstand and then take out the newspaper.
然后礼拜天呢，你是发现我们邻居这些美国人啊，不是外国人啊，我们才是外国人哈，他们都上教堂去。
And one of the things that we realized on every Sunday, the Americans would always attend church.
我们常常那个家里的门啊不关啊。都没有关系，夜不闭户。
And at night, we didn't always have to lock our doors.
而且你看，很多的社区啊都没有围墙啊，那个很多的社区没有围墙是吧？邻居的小孩子都下课的时候就在一起打球啦，或是大人就在后院 barbecue 啊。那你看那个景象非常的美。
In a lot of communities, the backyards were not separated by fences, so the children were able to play together, and the adults would barbecue.
这个景象，如果你到中南美洲去看的话，你就看不见。
And you will not be able to see such a situation, environment in South or Central America.
有一点，我去巴拿马一看，每一家是铁门、铁窗、铁链、铁条。
One year I had opportunity to go to Panama, and over there when I looked at the houses, all their doors and all their windows were with steel railings.
他停车的时候也要停在自己的小院子里边，用铁门把它保护起来。
And when they parked, they would have to drive into their parkway and then close and protect the car behind a steel gate.
为什么呢？因为我那边的弟兄姐妹华人讲说，我们没有一家不被偷的。
And the reason behind that, when I asked some brothers and sisters over in Panama, they're telling us is that every one of our family, we have been the object of thievery.
我到纽奥良最不习惯就是每一家都是有围墙，不想不到来到这里也很多都是这样。
One of the hardest things for me to get used to when I was serving in New Orleans was that every family, every house, there were fences that kept them buried in.
敬虔端正是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to live in godly and dignified way?
敬虔就是像神。
Godly is to be like God.
就是每一个人他所想的所做的都有神的生命在里面做。
His thoughts, his actions are all because of God.
端正就是诚实的意思。
To be dignified means to be truthful.
所以你看你去晚上也不用关门去买东西，人家没有看，你可以自己找钱，因为你很诚实。
You can go out at night without closing your door. You can buy newspaper at the newspaper stand without worrying about the change or people stealing more than that they need because people are trustworthy.
平安无事，平安是指的人际关系的和谐。
To be peace, to live a peaceful life means to have a cordial relationship with people around you.
无事是指这个环境的安宁。
And to talk about having a quiet life, it talks about the environment in which we live in.
但是今天你看，我们听到好多社区原来很好的，他说哦，什么说不但小偷，而且抢劫都是这样冲到房子里面去了。
But nowadays, when we think about communities, we think about people being robbed, even within their own house.
而且今天很多人买房子说哦，你不可以买 baseline 以下的啊？为什么？因为这个还好啊。我刚去纽泽西的时候，他们说你不可以买某些区域，因为那个区域你每一天听到都是枪战，就好像在西部片里面一样过生活。
And it is the same as when we first came to California, people were recommending there are certain neighborhoods we should not buy. And it's the same as in New Orleans because when we were living there, there are certain neighborhoods where we should not purchase because all we hear there are gunshots on a daily basis. It's as if we're still living in the Western old days.
这个不是只是开玩笑的，是真的啊，因为有一些慕道友或是教会弟兄姐妹，他们真的 住的公寓底下，哎，晚上的时候突然听到像放鞭炮的声音，他说，哎，今天是庆祝什么节日？后来看到警车一堆来了，才知道不是庆祝节日，而是底下有人开枪。
And this is not just something I'm making fun of, but we have brothers and sisters at the New Orleans church in which they would live in an apartment, and downstairs they would all of a sudden hear sounds like firecrackers going off. But then all of a sudden they would see a bunch of police cars coming over. So we know that this is reality.
我们中国人比较不会感受到，因为我们都住到比较好的区域里面去。
As Chinese, we do not experience this as much because we tend to live in a little bit more prosperous neighborhoods.
但是我们现在渐渐感受到，你看学校里面有 no drug zone, no sexual zone, 还有什么 bullying, 这种事件越来越多。
But within schools today, now the schools are trying to emphasize that there are no drugs, no sex, no bullying.
所以你看，一个国家如果说上行下效，上面的人敬畏神，然后民众敬畏神的话，就真的能够敬虔端正、平安无事的度日。
So here, this is another truth of the biblical truth. If the leaders of this nation are revere God and follow the way of God, then the people themselves will be able to live godly, dignified, peaceful, and quiet lives.
然后我们再来看第二个理由，我们来看《生命记》加旧约哈第二十八章。
And the second thing can be the second passage.Is found in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
我们先看第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
以及12节跟14节。
As well as verse 12 and verse 14.
第二十八章，生命记第二十八章。
It's Deuteronomy chapter 28.
事实上，国家的领袖的敬不敬虔敬畏主对国家有很长远的影响。
Whether or not the leaders of a nation reveres God has tremendous influence on the future of the nation.
我现在念第一节跟第二节，念完以后再请 Felix 念中英文。
So we will read first and second verse of Deuteronomy chapter 28.
你若留意听从耶和华你神的话，谨守遵行他的一切诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，他必使你超乎天下万民之上。你若听从耶和华你神的话，这以下的福必追随你，临到你身上。
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and verse 2. And if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
我现在再来念十二节到十四节，我先念中文哈，念完了请菲利斯念英文。十二节，耶和华必为你开天上的府库，按时降雨在你的地上，在你手里所办的一切事上赐福于你。你必借给许多国民，却不至于向他们借债。你若听从耶和华你神的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，谨守遵行，不偏左右，也不随从别神，随从侍奉别神，耶和华就必使你作首不作尾，但居上不居下。
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12 through verse 14. The Lord will open to you his good treasury.The heavens to give the rain to your land in its seasons and to bless all the works of your hand. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall only go up and not down. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, being careful to do them. And if you do not turn aside from any of the words that I command you today, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them.
这里提到神赐福给人的原则，赐福给国家、家庭、个人的原则就是这样。
Here it gives the principles in terms of how God provides blessings to the nation, to individual families, as well as to the individual.
你看，他听神的话啊，就有以下这些福。当然，二十八章如果你再看，他后面就变成不听神的话有什么祸啊？它也很长，我们没有办法讲那么多。
And here it says that if you obey the commandments of your Lord God, then you will have all these blessings. Continuously in Deuteronomy 28, it talks about when you do not, what are the curses that occur?
我们就提两件事情好了。
We will look at two aspects of this passage.
第一个就是先抵台风啊，来临这个事情。
I will look at the hurricane Sandy.
他这里说他来的不是时候，对不对？
It seems like the time of its coming is not proper.
那圣经讲说他按时降雨啊，十二节按时，就是他不按时。
In verse 12, it says to give rain to your land in its season. This hurricane came not in season.
所以那个朱长老就讲说，应该我们真的是相信神掌管一切的啊，这些信徒还有这些领袖应该想说，哎，这个台风来，大概是对我们美国人有什么警戒？我们要真的要悔改。
So as Elder Chu often reminds us, is that when we see these disasters come about, we need to be aware as a nation of why this is coming.
在第二次世界大战以前，美国是借钱给人家了，但是之后从一九六几年啊，把圣经把十诫从学校啊里面拿出去，政府机构拿出去以后，这样国事就越来啊一天不如一天。
Prior to World War II, the U.S. was a creditor nation. It means that it lended money to other people. But since the 1960s, with the removal of the Ten Commandments from government buildings, the Americans now owe more money.
所以这一点是跟看我们每一个年轻人有关系了。
So now this is relevant to every one of our lives.
因为我们今天欠的债啊，对不起，有一天让你来帮我还了。
Because the debt that we have now,You will be paying for it.
我们在座的每一个年轻人哦，我有时候想起来就觉得好委屈无辜。
And oftentimes I think that for the young people among us, that is one day it is not fair that one day you will have to pay these debts.
啊，我那天看报告说，现在平均美国人啊欠啊这些债啊啊50,000多，然后乘上3亿的话是15之后有12个零，这么多。
And right now, when I looked at the, there was a report that says that each individual, if we were to divide the debts of this nation by the people that live in this nation, everyone would carry a debt of about $50,000, which is equivalent to 15 with 12, 15 trillion, which is basically 12 zeros.
So 15 trillion. 所以你看，这个债务将来可能就是要像 Katie 啦 ，Karina 你来还的。
So this is debt that Katie, Karina, they would have to one day repay.
到他们成年的时候，不晓得又更多到什么地步了。
And by the time they become adults, the debt is probably going to be even deeper.
所以你看，我们就真的是要为这个国家祷告。
So we do need to pray for this nation.
不但是这样，我们再来看另外一处圣经《生命记》啊。第十七章
Let's continue to study the Bible and we'll turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
那我们怎么为我们的领袖来祷告呢？
So the question is, how do we pray for the leaders of this church?
圣经这里有给我们一些提醒一些准则了，不是提醒。
Scripture gives us some principles.
我们从十四节生命记十七章的十四节到第二十节。
And we will be reading from Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 14 through verse 20.
我们先从念14跟15，先念这两节。
And we'll first read verse 14 and verse 15.
到了耶和华你神所赐你的地，得了那地居住的时候，若说我要立王治理我，像四围的国一样，你总要立耶和华你神所拣选的人为王。必从你弟兄中立一人，不可立你弟兄以外的人为王。
Verse 14 and verse 15 of Deuteronomy chapter 17. When you come to the land that the Lord your God is giving you, and you possess it and dwell in it, and then say, I will set a king over me, like all the nations that are around me. You may indeed set a king over you, whom the Lord your God will choose. One from among your brothers you shall set as king over you. You may not put a foreigner over you who is not your brother.
为什么一定要神所拣选的人为王呢？
Why is it that the king has to be one whom the Lord our God has chosen?
因为我们刚刚看过了，你看，对整个国家、整个个人都 都有这个领袖怎么样的话，他不敬畏神的话，就把这个国家带到另外一个很败堕落的这个很坏的地步里面去。
Because we know as a fact that if a person does not revere God, or the leader does not revere God, then the nation will be eventually led to become more and more corrupt.
按照以前美国的早期的法律啊，那个官员必须都是要基督徒，而且他们就职的时候都要所按在圣经上宣誓。
According to the old laws of this nation, was that for a person to become a government official, they had to be Christians. Because when they came into office, they would have to place their hand on the Bible and swear.
他意思就是说，我愿意遵从神啊，我这个职位也是神给我的，我愿意啊，按照神的原则来服侍这个国家。
And when they're sworn in, what they are saying is that I am willing to submit myself before God, and I know that this position or this position is given by God.
所以我们今天要选举这些领袖的时候，就选择说哪一个他愿意按照神的事情来做事情，哪一个是通通把神的原则都丢掉了，那我们就特别注意。
So we do need to be aware of the candidates in terms of their government, their belief systems, whether or not they revere God and obey God's command, or they completely reject the principles of God.
再来我们来看另外一个参考原则是在16到17节。
Another principle that we can look at is in verse 16 and verse 17.
我先来念中文啊。只是王不可为自己加添马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及去，为要加添他的马匹，因耶和华曾吩咐你们说，不可再回那条路去。他也不可为自己多立兵非病，恐怕他们的心偏邪，也不可为自己多积金银。
Verse 16 and verse 17 of Deuteronomy chapter 17.Only he must not acquire many horses for himself, or cause the people to return to Egypt in order to acquire many horses. Since the Lord has said to you, you shall never return that way again. And he shall not acquire many wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. Nor shall he acquire for himself excessive silver and gold.
王为什么要增加马匹呢?
Why would a king want to acquire more horses?
他就表示他要拥有军事的力量，保持这个他的巩固他的统治的位置，保持这个国家的安宁。
Because horses, the more horses you have, that means the more military power you have, and you require military power to stabilize your position.
你要注意这一段圣经里面有五个不可以怎么样，不可以怎样，不可以为自己怎么样。
In these two verses, there are five do not.And you cannot do this, you cannot do that.
第二个就提到说不可多立嫔妃。
And second one, he says, shall not acquire many wives.
这里就这个背景是因为所罗门王他立了很多嫔妃以后，他就把那些嫔妃就把他们的那些异教的信仰也带到这个国家来，所罗门王就是跟随了，所以他就离开神的道。
Because we know from history that King Solomon was one with many wives. And because of these wives, the different religions were also brought in terms of the nation turning away from God.
不可为自己添加马匹，意思就是说要往倚靠神，不是倚靠这些外在的这些军队。
One must not acquire many horses is reminding the king that they need to rely on God rather than on his own military strength.
因为诗篇二十篇六节七节告诉我们，征战得胜在乎耶和华。
Because in Psalms 20 verse 6 and 7, it says that in order to be victorious, it is not dependent on how powerful you are, but rather depending on the will of God.
你看我们美国又有最多的武器，最先进的武器，但是打越南的时候，还有打现在这个看不见的那个恐怖分子的战争，你说可以打赢吗？如果要打赢，也要付出非常惨重的代价。
And oftentimes, when we start thinking about this, we can start thinking about America being the military power of the powerful military The military power that in itself, it was not able to win the war in Vietnam, nor as it is fighting the war against terrorists, it has not been very successful.
所以圣经就告诉说，领导人要知道啊，我们不是用武力得胜，乃是以神啊，把神的道行出来，要以德治国啊，来得胜。
So that is why Scripture continues to remind us that the leaders of a nation needs to strengthen the nation by relying more on God and not on military power. It means being more obedient and allowing the morality of our faith to run this country.
他说不可为自己多积攒金银。
And here it says, nor shall he acquire for himself excessive silver and gold.
我们看到很多没有基督信仰的国家的领袖啊，我不要提到名字啊，如果提的话，像苏卡诺、苏哈托、马可士、陈水扁等等，你看，他们都是为自己积攒很多的金银 ，right？
When we look at some of the nations outside of this country, when we start looking at the leaders of these countries, they run their countries for the sake of personal enhancement.
你知道吗？当所罗门王死了，经过五年，只有五年，他所有积攒的财富全部化为乌有。
Solomon, King Solomon, within 5 years, everything that he acquired was dispersed within 5 years.
所罗门王是有史以来在历史上最富有的君王，但他死了以后，给他儿子罗伯安做王，做五年，只有做五年，埃及就打进来，把所有耶和华的宫殿耶和华的圣殿，还有他的王宫里面所有的财宝，通通拿走了。
Solomon, when he was king of Israel, he was the wealthiest individual in the world. But 5 years after his death.After he passed the throne to Rehoboam, the nation of Egypt came in and took everything.
事实上，这些王位这么行的话，他事实上追求四件事情。这为什么会积攒马匹啦、那个财宝啦、兵徽啦等等啦？只是追求这四件事情。
Why is it that a king desires to acquire horses, acquire wives, acquires silver and gold?
这四件事情也是我们今天一般选民所看重的四件事情。
Because these are also the things that today, as voters, we also emphasize these four things.
我们看什么啦 ？Security, peace, happiness, 跟 prosperity。
So what is it that we emphasize? We emphasize security, prosperity, peace, and happiness.
他多取宾徽，就是说，如果你看传道书第一章他说我心里想要的，我没有一项不留下给自己，我眼睛想要看的，所罗门王通通把它弄来他里面就有歌唱的、蓝领的、宾徽的什么，所以你看这个追求的宾徽很多很多。今天很多人也是一样他自己有太太，还在网络上这个交那个交那个交，偷偷的弄了很多网上情人。
So what is it? For example, happiness in itself. Oftentimes, people are trying to acquire. It is in its sense acquiring of many wives. It is as if that they are not satisfied with what they have. So today.It has become more and more prominent that people will go online dating, pornography, things like that.
So, 多积金银就是财富嘛，富足然后多加马币就是要 security. 然后去埃及就是为了平安。然后那个宾徽就是为了享乐happiness. 所以你看，我们这个国家选这个候选人也是这样我保证哇，有这个，给你这个。是不是这样啊？
So as a voter decides to choose which candidate in terms of who they vote for, there are four aspects in it in which they look for. They look for security. It is like they were going after, they want to acquire many horses so that they can live a more secure life. They're looking for peace as if they were returning back to Egypt so they are no longer in the wilderness. They are looking for prosperity through, as if the gaining or going after acquiring him for himself more access, excessive silver and gold and happiness in the acquisition of more wives.
我想这是在世界上很多的国家啊，当政的人所注重的，但是神却是要啊，执政掌权的人注重另外一个方向，他还有更重要的。我们来看第十七章的十八到十九节。
And oftentimes, this is what the voter or the candidates will themselves emphasize on: security, peace, prosperity, as well as happiness. However, this is completely different from what God requires us to look after. So let's look at verse 18 and verse 19 in Deuteronomy chapter 17.
他登了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这律法书为自己抄入一本，存在他那里，要平生诵读，好学习敬畏耶和华他的神，谨所遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。
Verse 18 and verse 19. And when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he shall write for himself in a book a copy of this law, approved by the Levitical priests. And it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God by keeping all the words of the law and these statutes and doing them.
律法书也被称为约书，约是新约旧约的约。
The copy of the law is like a testament.
约书是什么意思？是表示说神跟以色列人立约，我要守住神的约，我以遵行律法来表示我对神的约看重。
The reason for the copying of the law is emphasizing the importance of this, of the word of God.
那个约书，所以你看，在历史上，在以色列的历史上，当约阿斯王，就是历代志下第二十三章的时候，他登基的时候啊，就大祭司就让他把耶稣拿给他。
So in 2 Chronicles, when we think about the king Josiah, we know that they themselves were, when he became king, he was able to find a copy of scripture.
在英国的有一些王，他登基的时候啊，那个大主教也是把那个圣经在加冕的时候拿给他。
And it's like during when the king, the kings in England, when they were, becoming the kings of England, the priests themselves would also bring a copy of scripture.
就是告诉他这个约书是神给王的治国宝剑。
What is telling them is that the testaments is the basis of how to run rule a country.
治国宝典。
Is a way to run the country.
你看，今天的美国的法律有四千万条。
There are over 40 million laws within American laws.
但是如果每一个人都能够遵守十诫，只要十条就好了。
But if you are only as an individual, if we are only willing to follow the Ten Commandments,
每一个人都孝敬他的父母
，to honor their parents.
就不会有今天有些人恨不得父母早死可以夺他的钱财，或是的人出现，对不对
？If every individual in this world are willing, or in this nation is willing to honor their parents, then we do not have to worry about their children trying to kill their parents in order to have inheritance.
而且都尊重人，不可杀人。今天就不会这么多的凶杀事件。
If we respect others and do not murder, then this world will be a lot more peaceful.
而且不可做假见证，就今天不会有这么多的诉讼案件。
And if we cannot bear false witness, then there will not be so many lawsuits going on today.
还有就是说不可贪恋人家的这个，就不会有今天这么多的违法，还有婚外情，各式各样的不法的事情出来。
If we do not desire all the other things that do not belong to us, then there will not be adultery and there will not be thievery.
所以，如果每一个人能够爱神又爱人如己，你看这个社会不是多美吗
？If everybody was to love their neighbors as themselves, then isn't this a great environment to live in?
你知道啊，事实上啊，犯罪是国家的负成本，罪恶的事件。
Do we know that crime is a negative asset of this country?
当二十年前啊，我在 Ohio 的时候啊，那时候就统计就是每一个关要关一个犯人哦，国家花$50,000，要花在这个犯人身上$50,000。
20 years ago, when I was in Ohio, they came out with the statistics is that for every criminal to be in the prison system, it would cost the nation about $50,000.
当时候在 GE 上班的工程师一个月的薪水也是$50,000+。
And at that time, an engineer that worked for General Electric was also taking home about $50,000 a year.
因为辛辛那里是 GE 的总部。
Because Cincinnati was where the headquarters of General Electric.
也是 P&G 的总部。
As well as Procter & Gamble.
很多弟兄姐妹在那边上班。
Many brothers and sisters worked for these two companies.
有些人是说这样子啦，把五万块分一半给那些做坏事的人，叫做你好好乖乖在家里啊，给你$3,000就好了。还可以省$20,000起来。
And some people even came up with the idea is that for asking the criminals to stay at home, not go out, and they'll pay them $30,000, and that way the country can still save $20,000.
所以说，你看，圣经讲说，以耶和华为国为神的那个国家是有福的，以耶和华为神的那个民才是有福气的。
And that is why Scripture reminds us.A nation is blessed when God is their Lord, is their God.
为自己抄录一本。
And here it says that he himself needs to make in a book a copy of the law.
因为那时候圣经很多都是要是手抄本。
All of scripture in those days were handwritten.
要自己抄，王说：“哎嘿，那个某某人，你帮我抄好了。”
And for a king, it is easier for the king just to say.So and so, please make a copy for me.
但是不，他还说要自己抄。
But here it says that God says that each individual needs to make a copy for themselves.
如果你知道犹太人怎么抄圣经的话，你就知道为什么要写这条要求。
If you really think about how the Jews really copy scripture, then we will know why this is written.
他们要先洁身沐浴，然后来很恭敬的态度来抄圣经，每次抄到。快要抄到神 的地方的时候，要去洗手，再回来再抄。
And the way they do it is before they can start making copies or start handwriting, a handwriting copy of them, they need to cleanse themselves first. And then whenever they came across the name, the word Lord or Jehovah, then they will have to clean their hands again before they can continue copying.
而且他们抄的时候，这一行几字，这一行几字，总共几行啊，这一卷几行，然后中间又对第十七行跟十八行的交叉口是哪一个字都要对得非常仔细。如果有一个字错的话，对不起，重抄一次啦。
And in terms of copying, it is not just how you handwrite and then just write it according to your handwriting, but rather every letter needs to be matched in its specific position. And if it's not in a specific position, then this copy is void.
我们现在可以用 cut and paste 比较打电脑很快嘛，对不对
？Today with the computer we can cut and paste。
小时候我们在学中文的时候啊，英语写那个繁体字哦，真是老师说你这个字写30遍，写40遍这样一直抄。
And I remember as a child when I was learning how to write Mandarin, the teacher would make me copy a word, rewrite it 30-40 times.
你看，他就是王要一个很敬虔的心，很仔细的去抄一个字也不能抄，因为他是神的话。
And here the reason for this requirement is that the king of Israel will be able to have a reverent heart that even one word they cannot miswrite it.
还有平声诵读，就是开声去读。
And then it says in verse 19, he shall read it all the days of his life. When he says reading it, it is actually vocally reading it.
因为我们开声读的时候，眼睛看又声音听的话，更能够记住它。
Because when we read something out aloud, it is easier for us to remember it.
还有学习敬畏神，因为敬畏神是个学习的过程，要这样这一件事那一件事慢慢一直学习。
And then he will be able to learn to fear the Lord, his God. We know that to fear the Lord is something that we can continually learn.
而且要平生就把这本书好好的放在旁边。
And to keep the words next to him.
就像有人做见证说，林肯总统他每一天早上很早5点就起来祷告，他第一件事情就是读圣经。
Often there's a saying that President Lincoln, when he would wake up every day morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, and he would pray and read God's word.
就是在南北内战的时候，他都不停止念他的圣经。
Even during the Civil War, he would continue this practice.
那他的下属就跟他讲说，总统啊，我们要祷告啊，让上帝站在我们这边，我们可以打赢南方。
So subordinates came to him and said, we need to pray to God that God will stand with us so that we will become victorious.
诶，你知道南方也是很多人是基督徒，对不对？
But you also know that the Confederates were also with many Christians.
所以如果北方的基督徒说，诶，我们祷告让上帝站在这边，南方的基督徒说，我们祷告也让上帝站在我们这边，那上帝站在哪一边呢？
So if the government is praying for victory and the Confederates are also praying for victory, then which side should God stand on?
那个林肯说，不是我让上帝站在我这边，是乃是让我们站到上帝这一边。
And President Lincoln's response was this, it's not we're asking God to stand on our side, but we need to learn to stand on God's side.
我们再来看第20节。
So now let's turn to verse 20.
第20节提到说，纣王的一个
In verse 20, it's a warning toward those who are kings.
20节, 免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这诫命，这样他和他的子孙便可以在以色列中，在国位上年长日久。
Verse 20, that his heart may not be lifted up above his brothers, that he may not turn aside from the commandments, either to the right or to the left, so that he may continue long in his kingdom, he and his children in Israel.
因为神要这些领导人知道，他们所做的是仆人式的领导，仆人。
What this is saying is that they need to have a heart of a servant.
就像耶稣来说，要做首的，现在先做众人的仆人。
And that's as Jesus said, those who want to be head must be a servant of all.
所以，神对这个以色列的王的要求跟别的王是不一样的。So
what God's requirement for the king of Israel is the requirement is different from those of other nations.
第一个说不要他心高气傲。Here
it says that his heart may not be lifted above his brother, which means that he does not think of himself as higher than those around.
因为心高气傲带来一个结果就是偏左偏右。 离开了神的道，慢慢慢慢就把神的诫命就拿走了。Because
if a person is filled with pride, then they will slowly turn away from the commandments of God.
这样，他的子孙在国位上不久就不能长久。神的心意是要每一代的王都是敬虔的王，这样。God
desires that the king of every generation be a king that reveres God.
你看北国啊，以色列，它后来不是分成以色列跟犹大，北国的王几乎每一个王都是恶王啊，一个不是几乎了，全部的王都是恶王，很多的王都是在谋杀中间死了，然后他们改朝换代，这政治是动定不安，都是啊，有些统治没有几个月啊，有些统治没有几年，就这样一直换。
And we know throughout history that Israel was actually eventually split into two nations. There was the northern kingdom and the kingdom of Judea, Judah. And we know from all the kings, from historical recordings, is that the kings of the northern kingdom all were evil kings. They did evil in the sight of the Lord. And most of them died an untimely death.
事实上，神要那些做领袖的人知道他，我们只是因着神的缘故来服务这些民众。God
desires that the kings, the rulers of the nations, to understand that it is God who has placed them in the position to act as servants to the people of the nation.
有一个牧师，他收到香港，因为他是香港牧师，收到香港总督给他的一封信。And
One day, there was a pastor, a Hong Kong pastor, who received this letter from the government.
他写说，最后他写签名的时候啊，他是写说 "Your servant, 某某某某总督这样。"And
the way that the letter ended was, it concluded by saying that it is written by your servant.
事实上，他是因着服务神来服务人民。They
are serving men because they are serving God.
如果每个领袖都有这样的概念的话，这个国家会不一样。
If the leaders of a nation is willing to have this understanding, then this nation will be different.
我们可以看到，当然有一些好的领袖啊，就是是我们看到那个有些卡特总统啊，他的政绩怎么样是另外一回事。但是他，你看他周末的时候，他还是总统的时候，周末他就坐火车回家去礼拜天在他们教会教主入学。
And for example, President Carter, when he was president of the United States, every Sunday he would take a train back to his hometown in Georgia, and he would attend Sunday worship there. Not only attend Sunday worship, but also teach Sunday school.
然后他退休以后就教会做义工。
And after he was no longer the president, he would do a lot of voluntary work.
而且他，你在他现在参加很多的社会公益，公益就是。人道的这些援助等等。
And he's involved with a lot of social philanthropy works.
你知道他登基的时候，不是登基啊，就是他就是总统的时候，他的总统的那个祷告文啊，总统的那个那天就职文里面，他就选了一个经节，圣经的经节。
When he was sworn in as president, this is the passage that he used.
来，我们来看一下，他选的是弥迦书。
And it's found in the book of Micah.
弥迦书的第六章。
Micah chapter 6.
第八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
第八节。在旧约哦，弥迦书第六章的第八节。
Micah can be found in the Old Testament. We're going to look at Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
我来念一下呢，叫请念完，请菲利斯念英文。世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God.
这个不只是向神的子民讲，也是向每一个领导阶层的讲。
And this is not just spoken to every child or every the people of God, but this is also spoken to the leaders of this nation.
今天这个国家真的是公义越来越少了。
In this country, justice is lacking.
所以让很多人不管开工厂啦，做生意啦，变成很大的很大的负担。
And it becomes more and more difficult for individuals to run a business in this country.
有一次我在 New Orleans 的时候，一个弟兄他是开一个自己做一个生意的。
And There was a brother at our church in New Orleans. He was a small business owner.
他的公司有那些载货的大卡车。
He has his own fleet of trucks for deliveries.
有一次他的卡车司机不小心碰了一下那个学校的 school bus.
And one time, his truck.Had a small accident with a school bus.
结果你知道吗？碰一下倒没有什么了，上面的人都没有受伤。后来跑出了二三十个人，坐到 school bus 上面去说：“我们都受伤了。”
Originally, nobody was injured from the accident, but later on, there was a lawsuit that 20 or 30 people in the school bus were injured.
因为里面坐的一些是。非裔的美国人。
There were some African Americans that later on went on the bus.
警察来了，那个警察也是非裔的美国人。
And the police that came was also African American.
哇，他就写了是这个中国人他们的错。
And so he wrote down that it is the Chinese.Fault.
所以你看，然后就啰嗦起来的话，就是这个也赔，那个也赔，那个也赔，这个也赔。
And as the lawsuit ended, they lost all the lawsuits and they had to start paying.
所以圣经讲说啊，公义使邦国高举啊，罪恶是人民的羞耻。
It says that justice is one that lifts up a nation, and then corruption is one that shames a nation.
人民能够以不义的为羞耻的时候，这个国家才有救。
Only when the nation in itself is ashamed of its unrighteousness, then the nation has hope.
但是我们今天很多国家，我们国家很多人，他不但行不义，他知道行这个事的人是啊神要刑罚的，他不但自己要行，还也拖着别人去行。
And today in this nation, not only are the leaders sometimes not only know that what they are doing is not just, but they themselves are trying to force other people to do the same thing.
行公义，不但是做对的事，而且是表示跟神有个正确的关系。
To do justice is not just to do what is right according to God, but it means that you are following God.
什么是好怜悯呢？
What does it mean to love kindness?
怜悯就是说在别人的需要上看到自己的责任。
To love kindness means to see, when you see the needs of others, you see your own responsibility.
什么是谦卑呢？
What does it mean to walk humbly with God?
不是自己跟别人比。
It is not to walk and compare yourself with others.
这样的话我们常常会自傲，会自大。
Because if we compare ourselves to others, it's very easy for us to be prideful.
谦卑就是常常跟神给我的神的标准，我自己的行为怎么样，我跟神的标准来比。
To walk humbly means to compare my own actions compared to the standards of God.
这样的话我们就会谦卑。
Then we will be humble.
这样的话我们才是真正与神同行。
Then we will be able to walk with God.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们真的是要为这个国家的每一个国民，不论是他是从哪一个种族、哪一个地方来的人祷告。
And Lord, we indeed need to uplift this nation.The people of this nation, regardless of their background.
让他们能够认识只有一位神。
So that they will know that there is but one God.
我们所做的事有一天都要向神交账。
That one day it will all be judged before you.
但是感谢主，神虽然恨恶罪、爱罪人，他为我们预备了耶稣基督做我们的中保，做我们的救主。
But Lord, even though we know that our Lord, our God, hates sin, but He loves sinner, and then He Himself sent a person of reconciliation for us.
让我们能够借着耶稣基督得救，让我们借着耶稣基督能够跟神和好。
That it is through our Lord Jesus Christ that we are saved. It is through our Lord Jesus Christ that we are reconciled with our God.
让我们借着耶稣基督能够知道什么是上帝所要求的善。
And that is through our Lord Jesus Christ that we know what is the good works according to our Lord, our God.
而且圣灵是给我们能力，能够把行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心与神同行行出来。
And may the Holy Spirit continue to give us strength so that we can do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our Lord.
愿你再次的向这个国家施恩，让每一个民众尤其是信徒都能够悔改。
Lord, bless this nation, especially those that belong to you, that we will all repent and come back to you.
让求主你来掌管礼拜二的选举。
May you be the Lord of the election on Tuesday.
让这个国家能够再一次的回到你的正路里面来。
And that this country will be able to come back to your fold.
也鼓励我们每有一个公民权的弟兄姐妹，在选举的时候也用神的原则去投票。
And that asfor those of us that have the right to vote, that we will be able to vote according to the standards of God.
没有选举权的人也为这次的选举来祷告。
And those who cannot vote, that we can offer up our prayers.
听我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.